Good morning. Brought my sword with me. I was listening to some of the services this morning, spotting here and there. And I was listening to Philip, what he had to say. And, you know, it seems to be a reoccurring theme, people falling into the same trap, the same old trap of frustrations, disappointments, failures. And I think it's because they just haven't got this one little thing down. I'm going to read out of Galatians. Chapter 2 and verse 16. This is, to me, one of the profound verses that needs to be remembered daily, because it's the heart and soul of sticking to the gospel. I mean, the gospel is simple. Jesus Christ sacrificed for my sins. I mean, that's as simple as you can make it. The Father gave Jesus to me to offer to him a sacrifice. It doesn't get any better than that, folks. I mean, he didn't give me a dove. He didn't give me a ram or a lamb. He gave me his own son. See, when the scripture says that the Father gave his son, what did he give the son for? He gave the son to us. That's the beauty of it. That's the awesomeness of the gospel. He didn't just sacrifice his son. He gave his son to us. We are the ones that sacrificed him. Do you understand that? Under the law, you brought the sacrifice to the temple and the priest killed the sacrifice. And the blood was poured out on the horns and the altar. So, it wasn't God that slew the sacrifice. It was us. Jesus was given to me and given to you as a sacrifice, eternal. What a beautiful thing. Now, I want you to know this. Look at this verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. Stop right there. Have you not learned that yet? Have you not learned that you're not justified by what you do? Good or bad. You're not justified. If you're not justified by the works of the law, then you're not justified by anything you do. Be it good or bad. Because we know the law is good if it's used lawfully. Amen. All good things come down from the Father of lights in whom we have to deal. Or have to do. God doesn't give us bad things. He gave the law, but he gave it for a purpose. We took the law and misused the law. Amen. If we take a gun and we're hungry and we shoot a deer and we eat that deer, then we have used the gun lawfully. Amen? If we take that same gun and shoot our brother or our sister, we have used the gun unlawfully. Where do we place the blame? On the person shooting the gun. Our government isn't that smart. And liberals aren't that smart. They want to blame the gun. Oh, it's the gun's fault. The gun killed that person. No, the gun didn't kill anybody. It was the person behind the gun that did it. Amen. So, the law is good when it's used lawfully. But don't blame the law if it slays you because you use it unlawfully. How can the law slay you? If you seek to justify your works and your actions and your life by the law, if you try to live your life by the law will slay you. It's designed to do that. It was created to do that. So that it would prepare you and prepare me to know and to embrace and understand the greatness of God when he gave unto me his son under the law as a sacrifice for my sins eternal. Hallelujah. You use the law any other way and you're using it unlawfully. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. Now watch this. But by the faith of Jesus Christ. You're justified by the faith of Jesus Christ. Not your faith. Your faith is carnal. It wavers. It goes up, it goes down. It's strong, it's weak. And it's always changing its mind, depending on how you feel at the time. Amen? I mean, there are people who like me sometimes. Then there are times they don't like me. Ask my wife. She likes me sometimes. Amen? Once in a while. Likes me one, the further I'm away. And then there are times she doesn't like me. Amen? That's the flesh. That's called filios love. And the same goes for me. There are times I like her and there are sometimes I don't like her. But that's filios. We're not called to love one another, filios. We're called to love one another with agape. And agape is by the faith of Jesus Christ. It's not by our faith, it's by his faith. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. See, it's his faith that helps us to believe in him so that his faith can finish the work. Not our faith, his faith. And not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. That is something that God has ingrained in me for almost 40 years, to believe that and understand that and to stand in that. It doesn't matter what anybody does. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter how things are going. It doesn't matter if it's going good or if it's going bad. It doesn't matter. What matters is I trust in the faith of Jesus Christ that he has first in himself and second in me. I have that faith of Jesus Christ in me to believe him. And as long as you're looking at that, you're operating in the gospel. You're operating in the agape love of God. And when you're, see, you know when you're operating in the agape love of God. Because when you're operating in the agape love of God, you don't notice the things that others do, whether they be right or wrong. You don't notice it. What does it say? Love sees no evil. Amen, Brother Davey. That's the truth. So let's grab hold of that and remind yourself daily. It's not your works. It's not by your faith. It's by his works and by his faith that we are justified. And when we are justified in that manner, we're free. We're free. We're free to move forward in him. I'm done.